Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Resetting your idea of good and bad, right and wrong, good and evil. This is the only way I found to stop feeling obligated to hurt myself or other people. I do want to warn you, this episode's gonna get kind of dark and it's gonna feel like I'm beating the hope out of you, but I put it back in at the end. To hit this right out the gate, good and bad and good and evil don't matter. In the grand scheme of things, there is no metaphysical punishment or reward for either. This is about to poke a lot of holes in a lot of religions and spiritual beliefs, and this popped a big hole in mine. But it's time to pop that bubble, because this is the only way that you can stop feeling betrayed by your God or the universe or whatever you believe in. And when I say good and bad don't matter because there's no reward or punishment, it's all around us. That's a big claim to make, but a lot of us have lived experience where you see a lot of good people or good things you've done not be rewarded or go the opposite. And I'm sure you've watched a lot of people who are bad or people who have done bad have no consequence. But the real thing we need to look at is the extreme cases of it that are so blatantly obvious you can't deny it. The world is run by some of the most morally corrupt people there are. Some of the richest people in the world, most of them are morally corrupt, according to everyone's standards. And that's hard for a lot of people to believe, because you will see that and say, okay, acting like this gets you a ton of money and gets you rich. Being a bad person doesn't give you any negative consequence. How do you have everything everybody wants, but you're a bad person morally? It's very confusing. And then you flip it and you look at the opposite of, there are people who are so good and lead with their heart and are so morally correct and morally do everything right. Look out for people, sacrifice themselves for people, do nothing but good and suffer every single day. And a lot of them die in unfortunate ways. A lot of children starve for no reason. And when I was working as a nurse, I took care of plenty of children who had cancer and who died because of that cancer. There is not some higher power that is governing fairness and rewarding the good and punishing the guilty. The higher power that is responsible for everything going on does not intervene in a way where it sees good or bad. A higher power, if there is one, I believe there is one, but it does not see things as good or bad. There's no judgment call being made, because this higher power would absolutely intervene in a lot of circumstances to punish the guilty and reward the good and protect the innocent, but it doesn't. So when I say good and bad don't matter, It doesn't matter in regards to you get rewarded or you are punished for certain things that you do that are good or bad. But I do want to point out one thing that people use as justification for their God or higher power not intervening is they see it as some kind of karmic lesson or some kind of karmic consequence because of how this child was or how this person was in a past life. That's why they deserve to have cancer at 5 years old. People use a lot of different justification tactics for why things can be happening and why their almighty God is not helping the helpless. But I just want to pose a question to everybody watching this. Would you still do good if there was no reward? And would you do bad if there was no punishment? Actually, pondering this question is going to change the entire way you navigate and live life, because if there actually is no reward for good and no punishment for bad, you are free to do whatever you want. But the way you choose to live, even if there is no reward and no punishment, that's up to you. So when you go into doing good things, when I said stop feeling betrayed by the universe or your God, do not do good things in hopes or with an underlying expectation of getting rewarded for doing the good thing. That doesn't exist. Sorry to burst your bubble. It's been bursted for me too. It's a painful one. It sucks ass. But that is exactly what leads you to feeling betrayed by whatever you believe in, is thinking and expecting that there will be a reward for doing good. And when you're faced with the harsh reality of there's no reward for it, you have to evaluate why you were actually doing what you were doing that you saw as good. It's going to change everything. And it leads you to a lot more empowered approach to life, and you get clarity on who you actually are, what you actually think, and what you actually want to do. And it frees you from the guilt of not taking on certain things that you wouldn't have if you weren't expecting that reward. Also, there's a big justification for doing good things and suffering to do the right thing, because you are fearing a punishment if you don't take on that pain, but you're also expecting a reward for taking on the pain of doing the good thing or the right thing. If neither of those exist, you can no longer do good and do the right thing and feel good about it if you suffer. There is nothing coming to reward you for it. Are you still gonna do it? That's the question you have to ask. At the end of the day, you can fuck people over if you want. You can be good to people, you can be bad to people. You can be whatever you wanna be. And there's not gonna be any metaphysical or spiritual or supernatural ramification for it. There's no favor, there's no reward, and there's no punishment for either. This higher power we are all convinced exists does not intervene. Given that, all you will face is criticism, praise, favoritism, or ostracization from society and other humans. The only thing that can punish you or reward you in this life is other people. So there's not some all-knowing thing that's like watching and making sure everything goes according to plan. There is no fucking plan. We have free will. It's a myth. But I do want to touch on that part where I said you can fuck people over if you want. People do it every single day and are rich. They're gajillionaires in the world is because they do a lot of corrupt things. You don't get that amount of wealth by only operating with the greatest good, highest good, morally correct ways. Sorry to break it to you. It's the way of the land. What is it? The lay of the land? That's how it is. That's just what the fuck it is. You can fight it all you want. You can get fussy all you want. It's just the truth of it. I'm trying to hold your hand while I tell you the truth because it does hurt and this wrecked the shit out of me. But the biggest thing to watch out for is when you label something as good or bad, because when you define something as good, at the same time, you also define what is not good. So to say what something is, you are also defining what it isn't. You have to be very careful with that because there is no definite objective truth for anything good or anything bad. Every single person's definition of good and bad is based on their subjective perception of this life and this reality. But I want to hit on the part of people being good or bad. Like intrinsically, inherently, are we good or bad? We are neither, because we all have free will. That means we are all capable of good and we are all capable of bad. Things that are capable of bad are not only good. To be good means you can only do good. That is all that is. To choose to do good when you have the ability to do bad does not make you inherently or intrinsically from the start good. It's up to you. But to use free will to be good does not mean you are good. And if it does, when does it flip? How much good do you have to do to be considered good by other people, by this higher power or whatever it is? And what thing do you have to do that is bad enough to discount and dismiss and discredit everything good that you've done to be considered bad? Can you live an entire life of good by the objective standards that everybody thinks are true? Can you do enough good that way? Do one thing bad enough where it discounts everything and you're immediately considered bad? Or is it the first bad thing you do? Does that make you bad? When does it flip and when does it not? That's the whole question everybody needs to be calling in. Now I want to talk about intentions, because a lot of people say intention matters. But for how long does it matter? How long do you take intention into consideration? Because there are a lot of people who intend to do good and cause harm by accident. There are a lot of people who intend to do harm and it actually does good. So which one matters? And if you really want to talk about intention, you have to take on and consider way too much for a blanket statement of good or bad, right or wrong. Because if you take, for example, someone who is a predator and they were molested as a child, and their person who molested them said, "This is me showing you love." An adult corrupts the mind of a child, does that to them, and says, "This is how I show you I love you." This child who is molested, thinking and learning that that is how you love something, they grow up and they start to care about someone who's younger, and they want to show this person love, and they molest them because they are so convinced and they were taught that is showing them love. They have no ill intent in their heart. They just think this is what you do when you love someone, and they molest the child. Does having nothing but good intent matter then? That's the tricky thing with intentions, because you have to take way too much into consideration. So intentions matter to a certain degree, but once certain damage is caused, it is up for discussion again, whether the thing is right or wrong or good or bad. I think in scenarios like that, it's done. Damage is caused. You are not good. I don't care how good you fucking intended it. You damage somebody. You damage something. And a child is not to be touched. It's not to be sexualized in any way. I don't give a fuck the justification for it. But does my opinion on that even matter? Is mine right? Who knows? There is no objective truth to lay over anything where you can say this is right, this is wrong, and intention matters. But at what point does intention not matter? The damage was still done. Another layer of this is talking about how we handle or correct things and people that are bad. Usually you have to do something bad to the person doing bad to stop it or to interfere. So does doing bad to stop the bad make you bad? Which one is it? A perfect example for this is some countries, they throw gay people off of roofs because they're gay. They kill them because they are gay. People perceive gay as evil. So in their mind, they are so justified and solidified in their belief that because someone is gay, they are no longer human. They are purely evil and they need to be eradicated. And they take these people and they think they are doing good. They think they are justified and they are the most holier than thou, fucking morally correct people to throw gay people off a roof to their death. Even though these people are convinced that gay people are evil and they exonerate that evil, are they bad for doing that? In their perspective, they will never see themselves as bad because they see themselves as taking away evil. That's why it's very important to question what is evil, what is not, and also how you treat evil or how you treat good is also a factor to take into consideration, because logical human beings understand sexuality is not a choice and it's not evil. So they might be justified in their head and they think they're doing the world a service and they go kill these people. And they see nothing wrong with it. They don't question if they're a bad person. They took out something evil. They're so good. They're a hero. But to other people, they're a murderer. And they're evil themselves. Because of what they did to get rid of evil, they are now perceived by other people as evil. But whose perception is right? Whose is correct? We can never know. That's the bitch of this. But when you can justify things to feel good about doing bad, you feel good while you're doing something bad. Does that make you bad? Another question mark. Nobody fucking knows. A lot of people will argue that good people, truly good people, do not treat anyone bad. And that's where I say we are all capable of good and bad, whatever the fuck that means to everybody. We are capable of love and we are capable of destruction. So none of us can truly be good if good people do not treat anyone bad. Truly good, by that definition, means you are not capable of treating someone bad. So that means you can look a pedophile in the face and love them, and look at people who are throwing gay people off the roof in other countries and look at them with nothing but love and forgiveness for them. They better than me, because that ain't me.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But the biggest thing I want to point out with all of this is human beings are not wired to be good. We are wired for survival. I have a couple examples to make this hit more, but that's a big, big thing to understand is we are not wired to be good. We are not wired as human beings to be morally good all of the time. We are wired for survival. And we are now in a place in civilization and society that it's not that hard to survive. Like, you can still be good and survive. But a lot of people will say that unaliving yourself is bad. I have to talk carefully because YouTube is pissy with what they like to restrict and not restrict. But people see unaliving yourself as immoral, and that's a sin, and that's bad. They also see killing in general as bad and immoral. If you are in a situation where it comes to survival, where you're faced with an option of you are starving and you're going to die, your option is to starve or kill an animal and eat it. To kill is bad. To unalive yourself is bad. By not doing bad and killing the animal to eat and survive, you are basically indirectly choosing to die. So, which one is bad? Which one do you do that is morally good? And can you ever be seen as good with either decision, according to some people? This is why it is so important to question what the hell everybody sees as good and bad. Because your human instinct is going to be eat. It's not going to be, oh, what should I morally do? People instill you with fears of burning for eternity in hell to not act a way they don't want you to act. But when you're placed in a situation like that, what do you do? What is considered right or wrong? Or does it go to a position where it's both options are bad? Which one is worse? Which one is more bad that you can't come back from morally or spiritually? You know what I mean? Another situation is stealing. People who steal. Stealing is bad to most people, but if you're put in a situation where you are starving and you have no money, and if you do not eat, you will die, no person in their right mind is gonna, well, in my opinion, no person in their right mind is gonna tell you, die before you steal to eat. But that is another scenario of which is worse, which one you're gonna do, because if you don't steal, you die. That is an indirect chosen unaliving. That's a sin to most people. That's a bad thing. Which one do you do? Do you go steal food so you can survive, or do you not commit that crime and pay the ultimate price with your life? But now we have to talk about the discussion around the wrong thing done for the right reason is still the wrong thing. Does it matter in circumstances like that? Does it even matter if it was the wrong thing? Should it still be punishable by other humans and by society? And I damn sure hope it ain't punished in the afterlife when you're in a situation like that. How would your God want you to handle that? If there's no way out and you got to choose bad or worse, how is anyone supposed to know what the ultimate answer is? There isn't one, and you can't access it. That's the hard part about being trapped in this physical life as a human being. You don't know the answers like that. You don't have any idea what to do. It comes down to you. And people will fault you for doing things until they hear the context. It's like if I say, I hit someone in the head with a bat, and I give you no more context, people immediately gonna be like, oh, you crazy, you're wild, you're violent, you're this, you're that. If you ask why I did it, and I say, oh, he was attacking my friend or about to like kidnap my friend, so I did it, then everybody's like, oh, okay, that's fine. And they so quickly write off the wrong thing done for the right reason because they see the reason as more important than you doing bad or wrong. Is God or the universe going to see it the same way? Who knows? But some people's perception is so fragile where they don't care the circumstance at all. They will always say you have sinned and you have done the wrong thing. Even if it was to save someone or to stay alive, you did the wrong thing. Some people are going to be like that. And some people are going to stay like that until they're faced with that situation and they have to act and make that choice. It's very easy to look back and observe people making decisions when you're not in their shoes. When you are in their shoes and you see what it's like to feel that and go against your survival instincts if it comes to it, or act against it and do the wrong thing morally, then you can have an accurate read and a valid opinion of what is right and wrong and justified and not. Make sense? A lot of people have a lot of opinions, but don't have the experience where their opinion is valid. It's very easy to look from inside of a boat and see someone swimming in the ocean and being like, ugh, why are they drowning? It's so easy. You're not feeling the current. You don't know what it's like to swim in that water. Your opinion is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Your judgment is not accurate. Shut up. My whole point with all of this is every single person gets to live how they want to live. For them, it's up to everyone to decide what is good and bad and right and wrong for you. It's scary. And there's a lot of things set in place to try and control, read between the lines. There's a lot of things set in place to control people's actions to not act certain ways because people know there is no higher power coming to intervene. And they have to put the fear of that potential in you to control your actions. At the end of the day, the richest people in the world are some of the most evil. You don't get to that place of power if something governing fairness can intervene. After thinking long enough about this, I've struck good and bad from my vocabulary. I do not describe things as good or bad because I do not possess an objective enough perspective to declare if something is good or bad. By whose terms? It's all subjective. Everybody has a different view. Everybody has a different opinion and perception of good and bad. It's up to everybody to decide for themselves. So I don't run around anymore saying something is good or bad. I don't get to say that. I use better adjectives and make it clear that these things are my opinion. I don't like this. I do like this. This is wanted. This is unwanted. This is desirable for me. This is undesirable for me. I don't run around sticking this is good, this is bad on situations. But this also flips to a lot of things that happen in your life. If you label them as good or bad, you assign meaning immediately, and it might be the wrong one. If this higher power that is responsible for all of us being here does not see good and bad, you shouldn't either. I recently got in a car accident. The car was totaled. I should be dead, but I'm not. I was looking at that experience as it's a bad thing that I got in a wreck. It's not bad. Look at what it was. It was a wreck. A car wreck happened. You get to assign if it was good or bad. And that defines how you feel about it. And it changes the way that you feel about it. When people do things, say what they did. I've stopped labeling it as you're good or bad, or you're a piece of shit or not. I don't get to declare that. I don't get to call people things anymore. A lot of things have shifted with me when I've questioned this enough. The way that you look at yourself, any insecurities that you have, stop looking at them as good and bad. Look at yourself and just say and state what it is. I have stretch marks. If I say, ugh, I have stretch marks, that's bad, it's gonna feel bad. If I just observe what it is and state it without a good or bad meaning assigned to it, it changes the way I feel about it. So a lot of your insecurities will get wiped out as soon as you stop putting good or bad over them. That's why I said strike it from your vocabulary. But the biggest, biggest thing is I no longer feel obligated to suffer for other people or to suffer for good or bad. And the thing I'm going to leave you with on this is, I know we just talked about the whole good and bad, if it exists or not, but I know 100% we can all collectively agree that for you or for me, to take the person who would do the most for me and look out for me the most, to hurt that person, we can all collectively agree that's bad, not a good thing. The thing I need to wake you up to is that person is yourself. Now you can no longer go about life hurting yourself and feel good and feel justified and feel like you've earned the title of goodness by hurting yourself. You're the only person ever going to look out for you as much as you will. And you're the only person who will do the most for you. Nobody would ever say it's a good thing to hurt that person.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.